An Alliance police sergeant on administrative leave faces new charges. Ethan Griffith was arrested Tuesday on a felony count of endangering children. He allegedly hit a 4-year-old boy at White House Fruit Farm in Canfield Sunday. Police said the incident occurred as the boy was visiting his mother and Griffith, who is her fiance. The blows reportedly left marks on the boy's face. Griffith is charged in Mahoning County Court in Sebring. Austintown police say Griffith was arrested June 7th after crashing a pickup truck and leaving the scene. He faces multiple charges. City officials say Griffith was off duty and on vacation at the time of the incident. President Art Garns is stepping down after more than a decade on Alliance City Council. He submitted his resignation effective immediately, citing ongoing health issues. Mayor Andy Grove informed council members of the decision Monday. Garns was first elected in 2015 and reelected 5 times, most recently last November. The Stark County Republican Central Committee has between 5 and 20 days to choose his replacement. Councilman Ed Lonas will serve as president pro tem until a new president is appointed. Garns' unexpired term runs through the end of 2027. Canton City Council has approved new zoning regulations for data centers despite strong public opposition. Council voted 8-3 Monday after a 90-minute public hearing that drew more than 50 residents, with dozens of others turned away when chambers reached capacity. The new rules require 200-foot setbacks from homes and other sensitive properties, noise studies, limits on generator testing, and buried utility lines with landscaped buffers. Residents argue the changes do not go far enough. Canton police say an 80-year-old man who went missing over the weekend has been found safe. Sam Gilmore was last seen Saturday afternoon walking to Woodlawn Market in Jackson Township. Police had asked for the public's help locating Gilmore, who was last known to live on Roberts Avenue Northwest. No other details have been released. Lexington Township voters will be asked to approve a new road levy this November. Trustees Tuesday placed a 5-year, 1.5-mil levy on the ballot that would generate about $251,000 a year, saying current funding isn't enough to keep roads in good condition. Trustees also hired Kylie Keister as a volunteer firefighter and approved a vacant lot application for 3 parcels, totaling about 48 acres along Webb Avenue Northeast. Richard George plans to build multiple homes on the property, which is currently owned by New Jersey-based Central Waste Incorporated. The company owes about $50,000 in delinquent property taxes, which will be cleared when the property is sold. People are being advised to avoid swimming at West Branch Lake after tests found high levels of E. coli bacteria. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources issued the advisory for the Michael Kerwin Reservoir in Portage County. A water sample taken Monday showed levels above the state's recreational limit. Exposure to E. coli can cause illness, including stomach pain and diarrhea. 2 people are recovering after a head-on crash in Columbiana County's Perry Township sent both drivers to a Youngstown hospital. The Highway Patrol says the pickups collided around 8:15 Tuesday morning on East Pigeon Road after 1 vehicle crossed the center line. Both drivers suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is under investigation. East Pigeon was closed for more than an hour. The Columbiana County Board of Elections has a new member. Peggy Caratelli of East Palestine was sworn in Tuesday to fill the remainder of the term of Greg Smith of Salem, who resigned in May. The term expires in February 2029. Caratelli was recommended by the County Republican Party and appointed by the Ohio Secretary of State. She has volunteered with the County Board of Elections since 2020 and serves as treasurer of the County Republican Party. A 4-year-old child has died after a single vehicle crash on Route 224 in Poland. The Highway Patrol says an SUV left the road around 5:15 Tuesday afternoon, hit an embankment and a tree before stopping in a culvert. A 61-year-old driver and 2 children were taken to the hospital. Troopers say none of the occupants were properly restrained and drug impairment is believed to be a factor. The crash is under investigation. A Youngstown man accused in a Boardman drive-by shooting is out of jail after charges against him were dismissed. Prosecutors asked a judge to drop 4 charges against 35-year-old Eugene Tompkins, including 2 counts of felonious assault. Court records say the case was dismissed for further investigation, but prosecutors could refile less serious charges. Police say the July 11th shooting injured 2 adults while 2 children were inside the vehicle. A Mahoning County judge has scheduled an August 4th hearing after issuing a temporary protection order against Clerk of Courts Michael Saccone. The order requires Saccone to stay away from his wife and children and surrender any weapons. The order stems from allegations that he drove away during a child custody exchange in Austintown with their 5-year-old child inside the car. No criminal charges have been filed. A man who shot a dog and camel in March 2025 has been sentenced to 5 years of probation. 31-year-old Dustin Champ of Camel was handed the punishment Tuesday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. He must also serve 30 days in jail after pleading guilty in June to cruelty to companion animals and discharging a firearm. As part of his sentence, Champ is also banned for life from owning companion animals. A former Trumbull County Clerk of Courts employee has been sentenced to jail for stealing money from the auto title office last October. 59-year-old Vanessa Clark of Niles received 92 days in jail and 3 years of probation Tuesday. She pleaded guilty in May in Trumbull County Court to theft in office and tampering with records. Prosecutors say Clark stole nearly $2,000 and altered records to cover up the theft. She must also pay restitution and court costs. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.